On average, I get between 5 and 10 texts or emails per day from some arm of the Democratic Party asking for money. I delete them all. And I will keep deleting them until I see signs from said party that it realizes it won't get anywhere until it can prove that it can right the wrongs of a rigged economy and start delivering actual results to those millions of Americans who have been left behind. If you want a lesson like I've gotten the last several months on the political capital the Democrats have squandered in the last 40 plus years, read Robert Reich's memoir, Coming Up Short, listen to Jon Stewart's podcast, The Weekly Show, and watch the YouTube channel, A More Perfect Union. That squandering is what has brought us to the perverted populism that is MAGA. If you are wondering why millions of Americans have bought into MAGA, ponder the following. If the system hasn't worked for you, your future votes become ones of either desperation or repudiation, or no vote at all. You are ripe for the picking by someone who verbalizes your economic grievances on a primordial level and offers solutions, even if those solutions are terrible. It's hard to worry about the civil rights of others when you have a hard time taking care of your own. MAGA is beginning to falter, finally. The question is if the Democrats will start listening, really listening to those they've abandoned and fill the void that's coming. I'm Andrew Nelson, and that's my perspective.